Welcome back to the Roundtable. On Horseback and Healing is the memoir of an abused, neglected girl and child who finds escape and healing through her relationships with her horses. On the back of her pony and later on her horses, she finds comfort and solace in the nourishing bounty of the natural world. She has written a book which tells her story called On Horseback and Healing. It is never too late to have a happy childhood, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Shannon Miller Blake to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here with you.
It is. It's a delight to have you here. At what point in your life, as the subtitle indicates, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. At what point do you say, okay, I'm happy? I mean, like, I've reached that.
Well, that's a good question. I think that when you come to the point where you're very creative, you have a lot of creative activities that are happening, and you're delighting in most of the time, you're feeling good about things most of the time.
You've hit some level of happiness. Mm-hmm. For you, what do you think it was about horses and about the about those animals that allowed you to heal from a very troubled childhood?
Well, I've heard this saying that the outside of a horse is good for the inside of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a great deal of sensory reward in dealing with a horse, and there's something that is at a kind of a primordial level where you connect with the horses, more so for women than for men, I think.
What was it, when were you first introduced to horses and knew that there was a connection?
Well, I was quite young when we had the riding stable, and I was about 3 and a half, I'd say, when I had a pony at my disposal. And it was natural for me to jump on that pony and go up into the woods and the pastures. I don't think I was aware at that time of the connection that I had, but it just seemed like I could get away from pain and discomfort and misery and get out there in the natural world, and I would be empowered.
And this is physical pain and psychological pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is, so with that comes, I think, a real difficulty of trusting anybody or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I find this in my life that it's, I don't know exactly why this is, and it isn't certainly for all people, but an easiness in, it's easier to trust an animal. It's easier to give yourself to an animal because there doesn't seem to be, there's not that baggage, right? There's not that, there's an emotional, contact that is made, and I don't know. There doesn't seem to be anything like that.
That's true. Animals just accept you. They're affectionate to you. They don't mistreat you. And
at least not intentionally.
Right. So it's just a kind of a, you can be more open and comfortable with animals. And for me, it was a long time where I really didn't trust people, male or female.
And so through the bonding and through the healing with horses, and was there one specific animal? I mean, we often say in the dog world that you have, there's a lifetime dog, you know, that there's that one dog or that one animal that changes you in very meaningful ways. Was that the case for you?
Well, I have a horse right now who I think is one of those horses. His name is Chester. Other than that, I had whatever horse I had was my horse that carried me to a place where I could be breathing fully and feel balanced and feel empowered.
Do you still feel that way? I mean, is there a difference between your life outside of the stable than there is when you step in there and you're on the back of a horse? And you used a beautiful metaphor a moment ago about being carried away. But mm-hmm. So is that something you still feel, or is there now more of a balance because of what you've been able to experience?
Yes, that's true. I think that my life outside my horse relationship is much fuller. I've been able to be healed, and I've developed trust in people. I'm a lot more outgoing and comfortable with people.
Mm.
And I've been a lot more successful in my areas of in whatever I'm doing, because I feel okay about myself now.
Does forgiveness come in as part of the healing?
Yes, of course.
Mm.
And I think that is something that it comes by. It's a process. This is like healing and going through life. If you're going towards the light, it's a process of letting go of the negative feelings that you've had and gaining understanding and love for people in your life in the past, even if they've been, you know, misused you.
Ultimately, what do you hope people get out of the book and reading your story?
Well, I think it's just a powerful story, and so it's entertaining. But beyond that, I think that it offers hope for people that are suffering. They may feel like it's too late for them, or that they may look back on their past and say, well, I'm ruined. And there's no hope. But that's just not the way it is. And there's many, many paths to healing. It's not just the horse. It could be anything. It could be arts. It could be writing. I think I got a lot of healing out of writing this book.
Of telling the story and
mm-hmm.
sharing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not totally there yet. You know, I'm still working on it, because I still get... I still have a little bit more anger in me than I would like to have. It's not totally gone. I get defensive sometimes.
Well, some scars never heal.
Right, right. There is scarring.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well, the name of the book is On Horseback and Healing, It's Never Too Late to Have a Happy Childhood. Sharon Miller Blake is the author. Sharon, I thank you very much for sharing your story with us, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.